Hey, Scott here with a quick preface to part two of the 2023 Year-End Wrestling Awards, of course coming right on time in mid to late May 2024, but still quicker than last year. We thought we'd split it into two parts for more digestible listening, so in a sec we'll drop you right into part two because we didn't know where we would split it when we recorded it all in one shot. So we'll be dropping you in media res, I think, is the term without looking it up. But just before we get to that, as we mentioned in part one, we are in pretty dire financial need in regards to a wrestling career related thing that I wish I could get more into, and we're both happy to get into on a more one-on-one basis. But, yeah, if you could help us out at paypal.me/notscotthenson or paypal.me/sariansoftpaws, you can send to either one. Just make it clear it's for both of us, and that would be very, very much appreciated. You can also go to youtube.com/@notscotthenson. Subscribe to the channel, and in a perfect world, and hey, let's keep striving to make it one. Click the join button and become a paying member of the YouTube channel, where you get early access to episodes and emotes and badges and all that good stuff, as well as access to our personal lives at the highest level. So all of that is greatly appreciated. All the other links and housekeeping are in part one, and you probably listen to part one, and we thank you. So now listen to part two, as is the bargain we have struck. Well, let's stop being so negative and talk about who the most overrated is.
Yeah. I have five. I could have easily done more.
I have four.
Surprisingly, two of the pillars were removed from the list from last year.
So you're down to only
the other two.
I have one pillar.
Stay in the list.
Who do you think my one pillar is?
Darby Allin.
No.
Sammy Guevara.
Yes.
I also have Sammy Guevara.
Do you also have Darby Allin?
I also have Darby Allin. Is Darby Allin my number one? Yes.
Nice.
I mean, he was the number one last year, too.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Jack Perry comes out because he didn't do stuff for a little while, but the stuff that he did was actually okay.
Mm-hmm.
And MJF comes out because he had a pretty good year.
Yep.
So MJF, as much as I still don't think he's as good as everyone thinks he is or wants him to be or pretends like he is, he doesn't make the list anymore. So yeah, Darby Allin's still number one,
fair,
and Sammy Guevara is my number three.
Okay.
Somebody took over the number two spot from...
Interesting.
I think MJF.
Okay. Sammy's my number four.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to keep you where you are? Do I want to move you up? Interesting. As it stands, my number three is one Mercedes Moné, who I don't... Now that she's back as of next week, it'll be interesting, but everything she did post-WWE before shattering her ankle and being out for a year, that's a long time for a broken ankle, by the way.
That's because she's petite.
Petite feet.
And petites take forever to heal.
I guess that's true. But
that's why your arm won't heal.
Every single match she had was not that great and was wildly overrated by most people.
Yep,
because
agree.
I think they wanted it to be better than it was.
I agree.
So that's why she's where she is.
Should have put her on the list. But again, as is tradition, I forgot about the women. I kept Wardlow on my list from last year because he'll always be on the list because he's fucking terrible. And then in number five, I added Grayson Waller.
Nice.
He's not good.
My number two is his tag team partner.
Well, yeah, but I don't think he's rated very highly anymore because Vince isn't in charge.
I guess, but
tag champions are like, whatever, it's a tag title.
He won a title at Mania.
They're split tag titles. Who gives a shit? I mean, he did beat John Cena, so.
And he beat John Cena at Mania last year.
That's true. He did beat John Cena. Oh, well.
Yeah.
And my number two is the leader of the Bullet Club, David Findlay.
Mm.
I think he's so boring. He's maybe more boring than Jay White was.
That is an interesting comparison. Who would I rather have in my
life?
Well,
Jay White is more charismatic.
Yes.
And does more, like, high impactful, high risk maneuvers.
Sometimes.
Whereas I feel like David Finley just does basic bullshit.
Yeah.
So, sorry, son of Fit.
It's been a steady decline in recent years with Bullet Club leaders.
We'll never be at the peak.
A far cry from your Finn Balor's, Omega's, and AJ's.
Correct.
Yeah.
Remember when it was just supposed to be the Foreigners?
Yeah, they did kind of lose the thread.
And
on
now
that
it's
one.
Very Jap heavy.
Yeah.
Should I say that? No, that's too late.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mine. Darby 1, David Finley 2, Sammy Guevara 3, Wardlow 4, and Grayson Waller 5. Could have done 20.
Sure, easily. Sammy 4, Mercedes 3, Theory 2, and it's obvious, it's not fun. Because it's so obvious and you don't even think about it.
Phil Brooks.
I didn't even put him, I think it came up in conversation as we were doing it last year because I made that note. But The Miz, just the fact that he's in any sort of prominent position ever. Drew, he's such a bad wrestler. He's so bad.
I think we say it almost every year that there's nobody who's worse at their one and only job than The Miz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just terrible. And I don't want to lose sight of that.
You shouldn't never lose sight.
He's number one.
Never lose sight.
Underrated.
Let's be positive now for a second.
Would love to.
I have four and I have one honorable mention. The honorable mention is, I would have said Takeshita until he started doing amazing things every week.
Yes.
Because earlier in the year, it was like, I don't, like, even in 2022, like,
yeah, you, like, last year,
main, like, mainstream wrestling audiences probably, yeah, like, had no idea really who he was.
Yeah, like, last year you said, would have said Takeshita until he stopped being underrated.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, back-to-back years.
Yeah.
But then he just kept doing amazing shit all year, mm-hmm, and was like, oh, I think people realize now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said previously in the, when we were shitting on the junior division, El Desperado, just like,
yeah,
the last couple years has just been like in his 30, like late 30s,
yeah,
has gotten better than he's ever been.
Yeah.
And it's not really like he's changed anything up.
No,
you know, he's
just
still,
like,
kind of doing the same thing he's always
just, like,
done.
Brought it together.
Yeah.
It's like for a while he was not someone you'd go out of your way to watch.
He was in worse shape.
Yeah.
And he just seemed lazier. Now he's in pretty decent shape.
And he does death matches.
And he does death matches sometimes.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Don't get me started on death matches or I'm going to lose some friends.
Really?
No, but also it was the same thing we had the conversation of involving a certain women's wrestler that we're sometimes in a locker room with. Of like, if you're doing, like, death matches isn't for somebody who's been wrestling for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Death matches are for people who are garbage at, like, legitimately, terrible at wrestling, are old, and that's the only way they can stay in wrestling, or they have some kind of, like, demonic, evil, scary guy gimmick.
Sure.
But if you're like a regular wrestler who's been wrestling for 2 years and you're starting to do, you're doing deathmatch wrestling,
it's a dark road.
It's, yeah, or just also just like, you can do the regular stuff.
Yeah.
Do the fucking regular stuff. It's so stupid. Unless you're in your late 30s and you want to start wrestling Jun Kasai in a no padding, no ropes, no shoes match.
Yep. So who do I got? I got a few people in, like, different categories. So one is like two older guys who people forget are really good sometimes, I think. Those being Marufuji and Sekimoto.
Mm-hmm. Although I feel like Marufuji has done less and less over the last,
definitely less, bit. But he definitely did some stuff in 2023. He did like the Osprey match and some other legitimate things. And then I got one, I don't know. Actually, I got two people. I don't know if this is the right category for them or if they should be instead of underrated, in maybe in most improved or what, or even favorite. I don't know. But Rocky Romero, who, like, because like 2023 is definitely one of his best years. Like, so I guess,
sure,
he, I guess he could be in improved. But is it, it was, it's like the Samoa Joe thing I said, like, is it his best or is it just better than last year?
Or it's just better than we're used to over the last several years.
And of, he's been certainly more prominent since he was like a New Japan regular.
Yeah.
And yeah. And then in the same vein, Sari, like, is it her best year? Honestly, maybe. so maybe she should be in improved, but like, she's always been good. But yeah, I thought she was like one of the best women in the world this year. So she should be somewhere, and underrated seems like a place she could be.
Sure.
Yeah.
I put, even though he doesn't wrestle that much, but then every time you see him wrestle, you're like, God damn, why don't they let you wrestle like all the time? Is Ludwig Kaiser.
Yeah.
Marcel Bartel is so fucking consistently good.
Yeah. Last year I had Imperium minus Gunther.
Right.
Yeah. He's great.
He's so technically sound. And
Axel Dieter fucking rocks.
Axel Dieter fucking rules. But yeah, he's just not a, not a full time wrestler, even though he's not old or hurt.
No.
And he's
actually,
and he's relatively big.
Yeah.
Like, he's tall
and in phenomenal shape.
But they're like, nah, you get to be the second to Gunther.
Yeah. Yeah, it's both, being with Gunther is both helping and hurting him.
Yeah.
Like, helping in that he gets to be on TV regularly.
But, and catch that jacket.
And catch that jacket. But hurting in that he's never featured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And, I mean, he gets to have a match every now and then, yeah, and it's really good.
Yeah, and usually to job to someone to set up a Gunther match.
Yes. Or beat up the New Day, because they're jobbers.
Or beat
now
up the New Day, because they're losers.
Yes.
Yeah. who else I got? Josh Briggs.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yep. Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Because I remember we watched that. It was like that NXT. Like, was it like the Iron Survivor?
Or Iron Survivor match, yeah.
We're like, holy shit.
Yeah, Josh, we're like, oh, Briggs, wow, he is actually really,
like,
good.
Like, he's as good as Dijak, who I think is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did.
Isn't it wild to think that in 2024 you're saying that Dijak is good? Because, like, remember bad, crappy, sloppy Ring of Honor, the fuck was his old name?
Dijak.
No, on the indies? Oh, because they made him Dijakovic.
Donovan Dijak became Dominic
Dijakovic. Yeah, sorry.
And then
yeah,
cooler heads prevailed.
Yeah, yeah.
But
remember how sloppy he was in, like, Ring of Honor and stuff? And yeah, he would always, like, almost hurt people all the time. Yeah. You're like, this guy sucks. And now you're like, ah, he's pretty good.
5-star match with Keith Lee in PWG.
Yeah.
Also, wasn't 5 stars. It was cool. Wasn't. Mm-hmm. You overrated it because you're alive, Dave.
100%.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, peak Dijak will always be Retribution Dijak to me.
Mm-hmm.
He was a what? He was a T-bar.
He was a T-bar.
That boy ain't right.
That boy ain't right.
Yeah. Yeah. Josh Briggs, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Last year, I'll be able to say this because I think he's just going to start being on, like, best wrestler lists after this. Mascara Dorada.
Yep.
Who's wildly good, and I don't know, 20 or 21 years old, and as soon as, like, Mystico slows down a bit, he will be the biggest star in CMLL.
He will definitely get mentioned later in a different grouping.
Nice. I think he's getting a mention from me somewhere else too.
He's getting two mentions later.
Two actually. Mentions.
I'm getting greedy.
Jeez, Drew, your mom lets you have two mentions?
Two mentions.
Fuck.
I got two jobs, man.
I have said everyone, but...
You're number one?
Yes.
I put Tam Nakano.
Okay.
Because there are so many really good Japanese women's wrestlers that I sometimes feel like she gets, like, third or fourth or fifth place.
Yep.
And she's very much just as 1A or 1B or 1C if you want to do a bunch of ones.
Sure.
Yeah. She's just like, she's so...
Yeah. Last year you had Julia Shuri knocking out.
Yes. Yeah. But I feel like Julia did a tiny bit less this year.
Yep.
And Shuri wasn't as good this year as she was last year, I think.
I feel like, I didn't hear as much as I would have expected to from Shuri, considering she had... Did Shuri have the belt the entire year, 2022?
I think so, yeah.
December to December?
Yeah, but I don't even remember, you and I didn't watch maybe one match for her this year.
Not much,
maybe a couple.
Yeah.
But,
We watched her and Suzu Suzuki, which is good.
Yeah.
She didn't do a whole lot.
Yeah. So I feel like Tam just needs to get like more recognition for how good she is, because she's got all the tools. Like, everything.
And she gave you all the clues.
And she gave me all the clues. But she's got all the skills and the talent, to be the big star in Joshi Wrestling. So,
yeah.
And especially now that there's Julia's leaving and who knows what Marigold will be. And, So she's my number two.
Okay.
I don't think we have the same number one.
I don't either.
No. Is it going to be Tomohiro Ishii? Because it's always Tomohiro Ishii.
It's never Tomohiro Ishii. No. Or, he's in the mix.
He's on the list sometimes.
Yeah, I guess he is a lot. And maybe he should be again. But that's not my number one.
Oh, okay.
But he is a Japanese man.
He's a thick Jap?
No.
Oh, little Jap.
Yes.
Show.
And doesn't... No. and doesn't wrestle in Japan.
Who's a little Jap that doesn't wrestle in Japan?
Sounds like a riddle.
Hmm.
The doctor was his mother.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Right promotion.
He's pretty skinny. Tozawa. Yeah.
I think he's still as good as he always was.
Probably.
But we'll never know.
Well, he had a match with Bronson Reed on TV.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, oh, I didn't realize he was so like...
Yeah.
Like, yeah, well, he was one of the best wrestlers
in the fucking world
for like a while.
Yeah.
And then, you're right. Tozawa is definitely up there. Well, I put his stablemate of Chad fucking Gable.
Sure.
Let's not forget the thing that happened in the year of our Lord 2023 involving Chad Gable, Scott Henson.
We found out how ugly his wife was.
He did. A fucking chaos theory to Braun fucking Strowman.
It's one of the best things that's ever happened in a wrestling.
It's the greatest feat of strength that's ever happened.
It's unbelievable.
Ever.
Yeah.
Gable's what, 5'9"?
Ooh, I think you're being real.
Am I being generous?
You're being very generous.
And Braun Strowman's like probably over 3?
Because here's...
100?
Here's... Yes. Oh, no.
Like, shoot over 300?
Not shoot over 300, because, do you remember that clip of him at, a weightlifting competition
Yeah,
where they're like, oh, you're 305 or whatever? And he's like, yeah, I'm 305. You want to get on the scale? No. But, 275, 280.
Close, yeah.
Yeah. In that high twos.
And he's 6'4", 6'3"?
He's tall, yeah.
That's not an easy task for anybody to do.
But the reason you said 5'9 for Chad is because 5'9 sounds short in wrestling. Because
he is Shorty G.
But everyone in wrestling...
That's true.
Now, is so much shorter than you think that 5'9 is not short. Like, Bryan Danielson is shorter than 5'9.
That is a fair statement to be
Chad,
made.
Chad, I'm going to say, is 4'11".
They have him listed at 5'8", 202.
That's bull... Well, if the weight... if the weight is any indication, the height is also a lie. Yeah.
What do you think? 5'7", and, he's 170?
He's 5'6", or 7.
Yeah.
Chad Gable, real height.
That is the most insane thing anyone's ever done. Is that rolling chaos theory on Braun fucking Strowman. And that's why he's the most underrated wrestler in the world.
It's amazing. How much is 173 centimeters? That's 10.
I'm 170.
I guess that's about 5'8".
Yeah.
5'8" seems generous. It does seem generous. I guess We'll give him that.
We'll call it 5'7 and 5'8".
Deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good one.
Worst wrestler, surprise. It's mostly women. And one guy.
I also have one guy.
And all women?
And all women.
Hashtag
yes, all women.
I want to read...
We definitely have a different guy.
I want to read all of mine in order from 1 to 5 because it's the funniest way to do it.
Okay. Do you want me to do my stuff first then?
No, it doesn't matter. I'll do mine first.
Okay.
Number 1.
Yep.
Ronda Rousey.
Great.
Number 2, Lash Legend.
Great.
Number 3, almost all of the AEW women's division.
Yep.
Number 4, most women's wrestlers.
Number
5, Gable Steveston.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, no arguments on any of those. We have some crossover. My one and only man, who is the same as you, last on the list, better than all the women.
Of course.
Gravity.
Yeah, Gravity was pretty bad.
He did basically two things last year. Yep. One was hurt Pac, and the other was...
Hurt himself?
Kind of.
Yeah.
But I have that unacceptably bad performance in that tag match.
Tag match. Oh, yeah. Just so bad.
Just... Yeah.
And your brother is so good.
Your brother's has anyone told him that his brother's Bandido?
Nah. Doesn't translate.
Does not. And then I got what? I have Ronda Rousey.
Mm-hmm.
And then in brackets, I have, I guess in brackets just for the whole group, because I think I did the same thing you did and wrote a bunch of women.
Yeah.
So after the group of women, I wrote down and would also be Indy Hartwell and Lash Legend again, because I had them both in 2022. Mm-hmm. If they had wrestled fucking at all in 2022,
that's fair. That's
they
fair.
They did shit. And then above Ronda, we have Gigi Dolin.
Yep.
Who like tricked me? Like I guess as Priscilla Kelly. Even though I never really watched a Priscilla Kelly match,
sure.
I just had it in my head that she was like a pretty good indie wrestler.
Yeah.
Surprise, she's awful. She's a terrible, terrible wrestler.
That'll happen. Yeah. Ten out of ten times that'll happen.
Here is the biggest insult I can give her. She was an indie wrestler who wrestles like she was brought up in NXT.
That is a very accurate statement.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was happy
you nailed it.
Thank you. Cora Jade is another person who's very bad.
I don't even know if I've seen a Cora Jade match.
She,
other than the one when the she turned on whoever and the skateboard broke before she hit her with it.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Very funny. And she's a keeps hurting herself kind of girl, right?
Sure.
I think.
They all blend together for me.
They do. They're all pretty interchangeable.
Yeah.
And number one, because I'll probably never get to do this when she was technically a wrestler.
Paige.
Ava Raine.
Oh, Ava Raine. Yeah.
Because she had her only televised matches ever in 2023. Two or three of them. Three? Maybe even four of them.
Hmm.
Until enough was enough.
Mm-hmm. And it's time for a change.
And they made her a manager who was just as
who couldn't
bad,
talk,
who could not talk, and was just as bad at managing as she was at wrestling. Yeah. Which, of course, got her the promotion to on-screen general manager of NXT,
where she's got
to
talk even
she
more.
Has to talk even more. She might have the least talent of anyone I've ever seen at anything, and she's The Rock's daughter.
Yep.
And I don't feel like I'm judging her more harshly because she's The Rock's daughter.
Yeah.
If she was just some random bitch in NXT, she'd be just as bad.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
I try to be fair when I'm,
that's all you can do.
I try to be fair when I'm being mean to women.
That is fair.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
treat them. They want to be treated equal. Then be
I will
fair.
Treat them equally badly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not because they deserve it.
But they do deserve
it. Worst match.
A fun one.
I could do 100. You know? I did 3 with an honorable mention.
Okay. I did... Let's see. Worst match. I did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay. That's not bad. I wonder if my honorable mention is on your list.
My seven was mentioned very recently. Gravity and Commander against the House of Black.
Yeah.
November 25th, 2023, a day which will live in infamy. One of the worst singular performances by a wrestler who's supposed to be good that I've ever seen.
Yeah. Not my Han.
No.
My Han is from NXT Great American Bash.
Was that
in
June?
I don't know. Is it Baron Corbin versus Gable Steveson?
It was in July, and it's my number two.
Oh, sorry. I can't believe I ruined it for you.
Yeah. I have a separate I have an NXT Women's Battle Royal from June 6th. I couldn't tell you anything about it. It's I think it was an NXT Women's Battle Royal.
I vaguely remember we watched it. Yeah. It was was there women involved?
Yeah, NXT women.
Oh, then it was bad.
Yeah.
My number three, I have Chessman versus Vampiro from Triple Mania Monterrey.
Nice.
Anything wrestling related with Vampiro in 2023 is pretty terrible. And
even against young upstart Chessman?
Yep. And I'm shocked that I didn't put that random other Triple Mania match that had like the random run-ins with Tejano and shit.
Yeah.
That it was just so sloppy.
I didn't either.
And then Vampiro like couldn't even get all the way down to do pins.
Nope.
Yeah. That, you know what? I'm throwing that in there. I don't remember what the whole match was, but it has Vampiro in it. this is going to be a year full of Vampiro's the worst.
I will make a note for yours.
Right, I'll look it up right now.
Okay.
Vampiro Canadianese. Dirty Canadianese.
I think it's Canadiense, but
whatever. He also had that terrible NWA tag.
Mm.
Oh god, why do they keep letting him wrestle? It was Aramis, Jack Evans, and Vampiro against Bestia 666, Mecha Wolf, and Pagano at Triple Mania Tijuana.
Yeah, and it's like
that's, and it went to a no contest in 14 minutes because other guys just randomly ran in on the match.
It is
a 1.5.
I was gonna say it's like a horrendous rating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put that on your thing so I don't need to write it down now.
I'm gonna make you look it up. Fine, I'll be nice.
What have I got? Also the aforementioned Ronda versus Shayna SummerSlam.
That is my number two.
Nice. We already kind of covered that pretty well, I think.
Yep.
It was poorly thought out, put together. Seemed like at least one of them didn't want to do it, even though it's her best friend.
Yep.
Very confusing. And the build to it was all-time terrible.
All-time terrible.
What else we got? We got the Steveson Corbin. Gable. Gable Steveson.
Gable Steveson.
Funny. One televised match.
Yep.
It's terrible.
Yep.
Was it like a count out or a double count out or
like, no, but it only went like 4 minutes too.
Yeah. But was terrible, and what a bust this motherfucker is.
they're just always so desperate for somebody else to be Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
That they're you're an Olympic wrestler, you're Kurt Angle.
He made it look so hard to have charisma.
100%.
You can't fake it a little bit. Like, some people are more naturally charismatic than others, sure.
Yeah.
But even people on the lower end of charisma should be able to, like, emote a little bit on a wrestling show.
You'd think.
But he can't.
You'd think.
He's just a fucking zero.
He's zero. He's a negative.
He sucks.
Yeah.
But I'm at least glad.
But at least somehow his brother has sort of figured it out a little bit.
His brother's doing okay. But I'm at least glad that he was fired from WWE 3 weeks after the Olympic trials, which he could have gone to.
There, I like that.
Really funny.
I like that.
Really, really, really funny. And like, he could have made it because like they, because I think after the Corbin match, even he took time out. He did the U.S.
Open stuff.
Nationals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
and with no training against people who had been training
all year,
every single day, all
every year. Oh yeah, all day, every year.
He wiped the floor with him with them and won gold.
Yeah,
and then he was gonna do the worlds and then didn't. And then didn't do the Olympics, and now he has nothing.
Well, better go to AEW. They'll let you do whatever you want.
I guess so. They'll let you climb Everest.
Let's climb Everest. If you don't pretend to break your foot, so you don't have to go.
Because you're scared for the first time in your life. do I have anything? I got a couple. Do you remember it? And it's tragic. We'll likely never get to see it in full. But I feel like we got to see enough of it on Twitter.
The edited, yeah.
Britt Baker versus Anna Jay house show, March 18th, 2023. Just an absolute comedy of errors, featuring, in theory, one of their best women's wrestlers.
For then, not now.
She might still be, but we just haven't seen her
in
the better part of a year.
That is true. You lucked out not being on this list by not wrestling all year.
But of course, equal time to the men. How about a little Tyrus versus EC3 at the NWA 75th anniversary show?
I mean, Tyrus will be talked about a little bit later, but yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And just because it's the last time I'll ever get to do it, barring something very impressive happening, for the third...
Oh, yeah.
For the third year. Previous being 2019 and 2021. So every odd year, I do like to give the worst match that happened on planet Earth to Bray Wyatt.
I also gave it the worst match.
Yes! Nice! Pitch Black, LA Knight, Royal Rumble 20.
Mountain Dew,
Pitch Ass Black.
Britt Baker hasn't wrestled since Collision in September.
Yeah.
Yeah.
8 months.
8 months.
Not injured.
Just take some time off, Britt.
Yeah.
Just go and reconvene.
any you didn't mention?
Nope. That was it.
We did it.
That was all of them.
Rookie of the year, Yuma Onzai,
because he was the only one. There was a couple other names that were whatever.
Yep.
But yeah, this was a bad year for rookies.
Yeah. But a good year for Yuma Onzai.
Yeah.
Because he's done some good stuff and won the Triple Crown.
Won the Triple Crown title.
Although that was in 2024.
2024. Yeah. That was recent.
But early 2024. Yep. So not bad with like a year and a half experience under your belt, winning the same belt as Misawa.
Yeah. Right?
Pretty good.
Best team, aka other than the Bucks award, is what I wrote.
Although I wouldn't put Bucks number one this year.
I didn't put them number one this year.
Yeah.
Mine
aren't well ordered.
I've got 9. I don't think anybody other than the number one is in order.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
What's your 10?
What's your 9?
No, you say 10 because you have one more than me.
I wanted to do 10 last.
Why? Because they're the fun one?
Yeah.
Okay. I put Moch and Kanda. Because they were
Susumu Moch and Kanda.
Susumu Moch and Kanda, yeah.
They're my if
these, they were tag champs for.
If these are ranked, which I'm not sure if they are, they're my number two.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were
great.
They had to get tag titles all year. They had some pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Especially in Dragon Gate, which was kind of a down year for them.
Yeah. But they were doing their best.
I put Connors and Drilla because somebody's got to do something.
Someone's got to do something. I put Catch 2-2 who did matches with them.
I should have put Catch 2-2 and I didn't even think about it. Yeah. I put Sammy and Big Kev because they had some good matches, but also then didn't do anything for a while.
The same on my part. Yep. If ranked, they're 8.
Bishamon, because they were champs for most of the year, because they won it and lost it.
Yes.
And also that they're like the only tag team really in New Japan.
Why didn't I write Bishamon?
Who cares?
I'm writing them down.
And then...
Now I have 11.
Then I guess the top five can, let's just say they're in order, even though they're not really. Number five, I have Judgment Day of Damian Priest and Finn Balor.
I don't, but I'm not against
because
having them.
They did some stuff and they were champs for a while and I like both of them.
Yep. Big punishment Martinez guy.
The Young Bucks, because yes, they did some, their highs were high, but then they didn't do anything for a long time.
Didn't do stuff. Yeah. They were confounding.
They were around.
They were a confounding team this year. I got Bucks, Owen Zane, Bishamon, Mortis and Machine Guns did some good stuff in TNA this year, and a few other indies, and like they did like Prestige and Deadlock, and
they did some New Japan Strong too.
And some New Japan Strong, that's right. Yeah.
I put this down. I don't know if it counts, but I'm gonna put it down as many configurations of the Blackpool Combat Club. Because they did do a lot of tags this year.
Yeah.
So there like was...
Danielson Moxley, Danielson Claudio.
Moxley,
yeah.
Claudio.
Yeah.
I guess Wheeler Yuta sometimes if he was alive.
If he was alive, but he's not.
Yeah, I don't know if that counts, but I put BCC.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
And then if we were ranking this only on first halves of years, Aussie Open.
Same here. 100%. If they had a full year...
Maybe number one. It's a shame that one of them can't stay healthy and the other one's a single star now who's ugly.
But less ugly now that he fixed his awful hair.
That is true.
But still kind of ugly.
And then for me, number one was kind of by default because there were so few good tag teams this year. Like,
is it FTR?
It's the FTR.
They're in my top three. Yeah, I don't know how ranked I have.
Have them ranked. I just
The only other one I have that isn't mentioned is Astronauts, who I always like. Yep. But yeah, my top three in some configuration are FTR, Susumu and Kanda, and the not yet mentioned Miyahara and Yuma Aoyama.
They also do a lot of stuff.
Quiet time.
Okay, let's go to bed. let's take a nap.
And I guess it's now that I've added Bishop on my number 11. There's one other team had like pretty strong year. You could argue had zero bad matches, number of good matches over the year. Won some semi prestigious tag titles in September. And then actually won more titles on the day of the show in February. I thought CAT did pretty well in 2020.
Is like the year that I put Kelly in best wrestler?
100%.
Okay.
It's that. But this time it's us.
Okay.
Because Kelly didn't wrestle.
That's true.
More than two times.
That's true.
Three times.
Yeah. Huh? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Good.
Your Honor? I'm going to allow it.
Okay. Wait, you're telling the judge that you're going to allow it?
Yep. Yeah, see,
no, Your Honor, I'll allow it.
I'm the prosecution.
And you're gaslighting the judge.
And I'm telling the judge that what my opposition has just said.
You'll allow it.
I'm going to allow it.
Okay. It's like a reverse
I'm objection. Not objecting to it. Yeah, that's what it is.
You're endorsing.
I'm endorsing, yeah. Your Honor, I endorse.
Yeah. Your Honor, I'm into it.
Yeah.
You have your own gavel, too.
Yeah. I'm judge, jury, and executioner over here.
Nice.
Ding, ding. You know, that's not a real thing. Real judges don't have gavels.
No.
It's just a movie thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a Law and Order thing, I guess.
I don't even know if they... maybe they do.
I don't know. I think they do.
Yeah.
I think most television and movies do.
Yeah.
Best fed. You know, I struggled with this one a little
bit. Me too.
Because there were some... like... ups,
everyone has ups
peaks
and downs.
And valleys, peaks like, and valleys.
Like I, spoiler on not number one on either, but listed on both best and worst fed. I have AEW.
My number two is AEW, and then in brackets in all caps, pay per views only.
Yeah,
yeah. I just feel like it's so hard because, like, I think this has been. Mostly more into 2024, but definitely in 2023, it's the weakest years for New Japan and All Japan.
Kinda, yeah.
And then like Stardom dropped off a cliff.
Stardom dropped off.
Dragon Gate's having a bad year.
Yeah.
Like and like, yes, WWE has improved.
Yeah,
but I still don't watch enough WWE.
And they still have a lot of faults.
Yeah,
yeah.
So like for me, I just put Noah as number one because it's the thing I pay the most attention to. So I'm like, oh, there's good stuff in Noah all the time.
Yeah.
Like, and then AEW pay-per-views only for number two. I put number three as New Japan because it still had a lot of good matches this year.
Yeah, but like, then yeah, there's New Japan and the AEW are kind of in the same boat.
Yeah,
that, like yeah, if you think about it, they're good, but you're mad at them for not being better.
But if you, but the thing with it is, you think about it outside of like big main event matches with like the biggest stars.
Yeah.
All of the other shows of the year and all of the undercard is complete dog shit.
Yeah, like I
look at every New Japan card for the whole year, and like all of those 4 point something matches everywhere in the card
that didn't used to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah, like I used to, like when I would download stuff, I would save the whole New Japan pay per view.
Yeah,
and now
and we would skip like the first two matches.
Now at best, I clip the top two matches, and sometimes not even them because they're bad, because they're a David Finlay match or a whatever.
Or just a House of Torture in general something.
Yeah, yeah, or an evil world title match on the second biggest show of the year.
Why not? And he'll win the title.
That'd be funny.
It'd be I don't want that to happen. And then number four, I put All Japan, but only because they do have some good stuff sometimes, and also because
like they were,
spoiler alert, Nakajima was champion for a bit, and he'll not be talked about at all for the rest of this podcast.
Yeah. Like All Japan was like pretty good and pretty consistent, and you know, doing their thing. Yeah, I got Noah 5, All Japan 4, AEW 3, Stardom 2, I guess.
Yeah, I mean they still had some good matches
more for their first half of the year than the second half. And number one to counterbalance worst fed AAA, CMLL, who like
that's true,
incredibly consistent.
You know what? I'm enacting my one steal.
Nice.
And I'm putting CMLL as my number two.
Beauty.
Also, I think it's the most we've ever watched CMLL in 1 year.
Yeah, because it's gotten really fucking good.
I think
and,
normally
like, almost entirely due to Rocky Romero.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, and just like having younger guys who are and then I don't know, Mystico fucking trying for
Mystico trying and just like everyone coming on at the same like Masquerade Dorada, like Templario's great.
And like I feel like they cut out all of the like lazier, older, fat guys.
Totally.
All the garbage is gone.
Yeah, like almost every week they're having like a really good match and drawing huge.
Yeah.
And like they totally, like, because they were in such a fucking rut from like before COVID through 2022.
Yeah.
And then they just turned it around and I feel like we and became very interesting.
We as a group would watch maybe like two CMLL matches a year.
Maybe. Yeah.
And for this, we watched like, I don't know, six, seven, eight. So yeah, I'm that's my one steal. Nice. Number two.
Well played.
Best champion. Again, I felt like this one was hard.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people,
this one I really left up to you because you usually do a lot for this, and I didn't do
as much because again, if you went and looked at the title histories for the years, I feel like it's just a bunch of like 120 days, 100 days, 80. Like,
yeah,
I feel like there were so many major titles that switched hands quite a bit, or the ones that didn't switch hands quite a bit just like didn't have the good defenses.
That's the thing,
you know,
yeah.
Like, I mean, he'll get mentioned later, but like Sonata was world champion for a large chunk of the year and was worthless.
April to the end of the year.
Yeah, and was worthless.
What did he do?
Nothing.
Yeah.
None of his matches were good. So I have 9, but some of them are just like because they were so long.
I have 3 and a question mark.
Okay. Athena, she was Ring of Honor Women's Champion the whole year.
All year, yeah.
Madoka Kakuta, because he was a Dreamgate for 233 days.
Okay.
Yeah. Yuya Aoki was the Big Japan Strong for the whole year.
Really?
I think most of the year. Was he not?
He for a while, but not though. I thought he won in like May, maybe. I'm trying to think.
Maybe he did win it in May.
May through the end of the year.
You know why? Because it's 377 days to date.
Ah, yes.
So he is the current champion.
Still, yeah.
But he did win it in May.
Yeah. So he's had it. Yeah.
He's had it.
Because he won it May 4th last year.
Yeah. Then I put, I mean,
but he doesn't lose to someone stupid.
Yuji Hino was the king of DDT for 175 days.
Yeah.
MJF was AEW world champion for the whole.
All year.
So.
Yeah.
And had some really good matches.
Oh, no, not really. Until December 30th.
Until December 30th. Yeah.
That's right.
Tam Nakano was the World of Stardom for 211 days.
Yep.
And then my boy Katsuhiko Nakajima was Triple Crown Champion for 116 days, even though it was kind of, or 146 days, even though it was
some
kind
of that was 2024.
Yeah, and like it was kind of like whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I won the match. He won. It was very good. A defense was really good. Charlie Dempsey was there.
And well, then you're going into 2024. And then Jake Lee was GHC champion for 223 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Longer than I would have guessed.
And then I think
lost it to Wagner?
Dr. Wagner Jr., who has then since lost it.
What a strange GHC title change. Yeah. Jake Lee to Hio del Dr. Wagner Jr.
Yep. And then, like, obviously the pretty obvious number one is Gunther for the IC for 666 days.
Yep.
Total.
Yeah, so I got Gunther. I got Okada, Tanahashi, Ishii trios.
Because it's three wrestlers you really like?
It's three wrestlers I like. They had some, like...
They had some good matches.
Shockingly fun
The one
matches.
With the United Empire was good.
Yeah, and then they really good one with BCC.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And my question mark is Roman Reigns, who held the title the entire year, but also...
Take that off your fucking list. Delete it right now.
That's why it's the question mark.
Delete it right now. What did he fucking do?
Nothing.
One match.
I think he had one match.
And it wasn't even good.
I think he had one match and it wasn't good.
There you go.
And
take off your goddamn list.
My number one, Orange Cassidy.
Eh. You're right, though. But also, like, it's fair.
He had, like...
He wrestled the most anyone's ever wrestled.
One, I think it was a fairly long reign, but if you look at the defenses, I don't think anyone fucking touches him. He had like...
But how many of those defenses were like against viable...
Well, I don't know how many viable, but I think most matches were pretty good.
You don't know.
I do know. That's why he's my number one champion of 2023.
Over Gunther?
Gunther's an easy two. But I wrote Cassidy first, and what am I going to do? Change them?
I don't know. I don't really give a shit what you do. 2023. Kip Sabian.
Nice.
Jay Lethal. Lee Moriarty. Wheeler Yuta. Big Bill. Scott, I'm punching holes in your fucking brain right now. Big Bill. Jay Lethal again.
Nice.
Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, he did.
The Butcher.
Yeah.
Drillistico,
yeah.
Buddy Matthews,
mm-hmm.
Gabe Kidd, Bandito, Daniel Garcia.
That gets better there.
Kyle Fletcher.
Okay.
That Lumberjack Battle Royal bullshit, or Blackjack Battle Royal bullshit.
Oh, yeah, where he defended it in the Battle Royal. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Swerve.
There you go.
Four-way with Daniel Garcia, Shibata, and Sabre.
It's getting better.
Archer, AR Fox, Johnny TV.
Damn, I should have put Air Fox on Fall from Grace.
Wheeler Yuta, Aaron Solo, Penta El Cerro Miedo, and John Moxley.
Yeah.
So I would say the last...
It ramped up.
Some of the... But not all, because there's an AR Fox, a Lance Archer, a Johnny TV, an Aaron Solo. So there was a little bit in the middle, a little bit at the end.
Strong middle.
All that early stuff was...
But how many defenses is that?
Dog shit.
Like 100?
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 24.
That's a lot of defenses.
Yeah. And then
Cassidy wins.
Oh, and then he did win it back at the end of the year, right?
Yes.
Lost it to Mox, won it back.
He beat Phoenix?
He beat Phoenix. No, Moxley beat Phoenix at... Huh?
Oh, Mox beat Phoenix and he beat Moxley?
No. Yeah. Oh, why did I click on... Oh, sorry, because I clicked on Phoenix, even though I clicked on Orange Cassidy. Then there's a whole bunch more.
Because Phoenix...
Cassidy...
Moxley beat Cassidy. Phoenix shoot beat Moxley. Yeah.
Then Cassidy won it back.
Cassidy beat Phoenix.
Then he did John Silver, Claudio, Moxley, Angelico, Brian Keith, Rocky Romero. And then rolled over to 2024.
So, like, another 5 or 6 defenses on top of the 25.
Yes, although I would venture that only 3 of those are good.
Sure.
But, yeah, I'm punching a hole in your theory, because that first run, I don't know, some of that early stuff was pretty fucking terrible.
How about the Jarrett
singles, match? Singles with Big Bill, 2 with 2024 Jay Lethal.
But, 1 with 2024 Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, now that I heard his name mentioned, AR Fox should be on Fall from Grace.
I mean,
2023,
yes.
Who he was like doing some stuff in AEW and like had a contract and then
AIDS.
Lied yeah. about being able to leave the country mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. totally fucked up one of the
biggest matches at the biggest show of the year.
One of the underwhelming matches on the biggest show of all time.
And then Gunther, Braun Strowman, Madcap Moss.
Hell yeah.
Definitely not a match that won't get mentioned later at WrestleMania. Mm. Xavier Woods, Mustafa Ali, Matt Riddle, Drew McIntyre, Chad Gable, Tommaso Ciampa, Bronson Reed, The Miz, and then roll over into 2024.
Yeah.
Still a good
job. So good.
And I mean, if you go back the whole reign, there's a bunch more, but.
Yeah, into 2022.
Yeah. Ricochet, Nakamura, Sheamus, Mysterio, Ricochet, and then.
Pretty good.
Anywho. Man, 3 fucking hours. God damn it. I hate this so much, but at least we're at like the good ones now that we're going to not talk too long about. Lies.
Yeah. Could be a two-parter. I don't know.
Favorite wrestler.
Yeah.
I put 11 because I'm greedy.
I put 6 because I'm less greedy.
I'll lame off the bottom ones. Fucking Neon. 100%.
Nice. Neon sick.
Mascara Dorada.
Yep.
Braun Breaker because he's fucking insane.
Fair. Totally fair.
Chad Gable because yep. Chaos Theory. Commander.
Yep.
El Hijo de Vikingo Jr.
I don't think he has a son.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think he's already the son of Viking. I don't think he's the son of Viking Jr.
He could be the son of Viking Jr. And how many did you say you have?
6.
Okay. That was my 6. Although none of those are in order. That's 11 yeah. to 6. And they're not in order. Number 1 and 2 are in order, and then everything else is just...
Let the chips fall where they may.
Around.
Yeah, that's fine. What do I have? I'm like not... that happy with mine because I feel like I'm not doing a good job discerning favorite from best.
I kept a couple out of favorite that are in best.
Yeah.
And not because they're not my favorite, but they don't get to be both. That's greedy.
That's fair. Yeah, so as it stands, yeah, I just feel like I could have done a better job on this and thought of more interesting people, but like Neon's a great one. That's a lovely pick. I got nothing like that. Number 6, I got Shingo.
Shingo's my number 5 if you want to go by this.
Yeah. 5 for me is Zack Sabre Jr.
Okay, didn't put him on my list.
4 for me is Eddie Kingston.
Didn't put him on my list, but I'll allow it. My 4 is Gunther, but that's not, again, not in any order.
Yeah, Gunther's a fucking good one. That's something I could do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I did a bad job.
You did. You fucked up the game.
Just did a bad job. 3, Will Ospreay.
I have Nakajima. He should be number 1 because he's my favorite wrestler, but he didn't do as much.
So your favorite wrestler is number 3 on your favorite wrestler.
Well, I mean, favorite wrestler of the year, not favorite wrestler of all time. You know,
okay,
like he didn't do as much this year as he did last year. His early year was really good, then there was a bunch of garbage in the middle, and then he left, and then he did a little bit at the end,
won the Triple Crown, and
but I feel like that middle stuff where he was teaming with Shizaki, and like there was a couple good matches, but also like
not that much. Not like his 2022.
No, his 2022, him and Kenno were my number 1, right?
Yeah.
Co-number one.
Yeah. Yep.
I think we maybe have the same top 2. I don't know. Did you say your 3?
My 3 was Ospreay.
It was Ospreay. Okay.
My 2 will definitely not show up as number 2 on a future list.
Oh, okay. Right.
Bryan Danielson.
Okay.
And
My number 2 is Kazuchika Okada.
Fair. And for the...
because he was a shit kicker and he fucking hated the kids.
He was a shit kicker.
And I can align my...
Wait, have I skipped past...
I don't know, man. You're reading your own list. Don't you know how phones work?
We'll do this and then we'll come back to a thing. but for the... 6th straight year since we have started this. My number one is Tomohiro Ishii.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Has been every year and... Oh, has... Wait, I've... Yeah, I've had the... No. Every year but one, Ishii Danielson have been my 1-2.
Okay.
Except 2020 when it was Ishii, Ibushi, Danielson.
Best wrestler in the world.
Best wrestler in the world.
My number two is Okada, because he just was a shit kicker who didn't like the kids, which I can, you know, relate to.
Absolutely.
And even though this may seem ridiculous, the last 2 years, mostly, but last year, I don't know, made me realize that, like, why isn't Bryan Danielson at the top of my list every year? I mean,
it's a good question.
He's the fucking best.
He's the best.
He's the fucking best.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Bryan Danielson, there you go,
number one.
Danielson, Okada, Nakajima, and then the rest of those guys.
And the rest, yeah. So, we missed the two newer...
you know why? Because they're at the bottom of my thing, because we added them.
Because all that's left is best wrestler and...
Favorite match.
Matches.
The match and top 10, yeah.
So, let's...
We got the other two fun ones.
Let's dip back to biggest coward.
Let's be negative here.
Yeah.
I only put two because I think there's two very obvious answers, but there could be more.
I
put one.
I guess I technically have three because two.
Oh, connect
intertwined.
Okay.
Are those your entire two?
Yeah, just two.
Okay.
Cause one is the biggest coward and the other one's just a mean thing to say.
Okay. Maybe. Okay. What do you have?
Well, the mean one to say
Bray Wyatt?
Is Bray Wyatt.
I like that. I don't have Bray Wyatt.
Because...
But I like you having Bray Wyatt.
If you need this machine to keep you alive while you sleep,
uh-huh.
I don't know, maybe put it on. Like, you fucking dummy.
A highly avoidable death.
That's the second one.
Yeah. So I assume we have the same number one. So my number two is Kairi for going back.
I should have taken Kairi. Yeah, yeah. Is your number one also somebody who went back?
My number one is someone who went back and with an included honorable mention for someone else involved.
Oh, okay.
So we both have CM Punk.
Well, I wrote his full legal government name. So
Philip
J. Brooks.
James L. Brooks. So I have Punk with I majored in Punk with a minor in Seth freaking Rollins.
Okay.
For just happily agreeing to be his first feud after calling him a goddamn cancer for reals.
But you gotta remember, Scott, Seth freaking Rollins is the biggest
corporate
toe-the-line, ass-kissing loser.
Yeah.
And if Hunter goes to him and says, we want you to work with Punk, he's going to say yes.
Yes.
After all that, you're a cancer, stay away from me, bye-bye, Phil, we don't want you here, nobody likes you, then they're like, wrestle him, okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, at Mania? Great.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Except for he's going to get hurt almost immediately, and don't worry, you can wrestle McIntyre instead.
You'll be shocked how fast he gets hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, Phil can't help himself, biggest coward for going back to a company that, like, almost let him die.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, Vince, Hunter, I know it's different.
Yeah.
But also, like, Hunter didn't like you.
No.
And Hunter, like, actively worked against you.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, can I please come home? And then it was all that bullshit of, like, I felt like I needed to come home. You're like, yeah, home to the place where they almost let you die from a staph infection.
Home fucking hates you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are going to happily let you die from a staph
infection? Fuck off, loser.
You loser. More fun category. And a new unofficial category in 2022 that we sort of came up with.
While we were
doing it.
Yeah.
But now, an official category in 2023, biggest motherfucker.
Yeah.
And we sort of agreed to do three. That's what we did last year anyway.
Did we agree to three? Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So I kept with it and did three.
Okay.
But if you have more than three, fantastic. If you have less than three, well, then you're...
For me, there's really only two important ones. But there are... I can think of a third one on the go.
I got three. So, and I would distance third from first and second. Number three, Kazusada Higuchi, who is just always a fucking badass.
Yep.
And had a match, I believe, entirely of chops with Yuji Hino.
That's
early in
right.
The year.
That's right.
And then a little later in the year, did a match with, I believe, only shoot headbutts with Chris Brooks, which made me very uncomfortable. Have we learned nothing?
We've not learned a thing.
But at least good enough to get you number three motherfucker of the year.
My number three is just going to be cute and cheeky.
Get
it's Christian.
He's yeah, he's a motherfucker.
He's a motherfucker.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's it.
But also because he fucks your mother.
Yeah.
But he's also a motherfucker.
He's all he is in all ways. Yeah. A motherfucker.
I hope two and one are the same.
I think
they're
so.
The reason why we made the category. Didn't no this no this
it
year.
Was different
Sorry.
This year
last
yes.
year yeah yeah
yeah last year was Saber Higuchi and Kenno,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know if I have a one or two.
I think I have a one and two. I think my two is Nakajima.
Okay.
Is he your one or two?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I think you have the other.
I don't want to. I don't want to go two because I don't want to go the same as you. But I also think he might be number two
because number one is Kazuchika.
He's of course.
He's the motherfucker.
He's the motherfucker of the year. Yeah,
100%. Yeah, no doubt. He's the best. I don't know what happened.
I know what happened. He didn't appreciate being shoot kicked in the face.
But that was the plan.
I know, but I guess he got kicked harder than he thought he was getting kicked.
He did get kicked pretty hard. But just from that second on, fuck these kids.
100%.
And he showed it.
He sure did, and it ruined the company.
But it was awesome.
Totally worth it.
Like, it was a great, like, semi-reinvention of his character.
Kinda, yeah.
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 Because he was never like the angry veteran.
The before. Character that he's definitely carried over to AEW and doesn't just look like he's completely lost in the fold because his English is so bad that he just doesn't know what to do.
He just says a swear word
just
sometimes.
Says a swear word and does his finish.
Yep. Whatever works.
Are we still doing worst champion? I feel like we did that last year, didn't we?
Really?
Didn't we do that last year?
I
had it written down in my category thing.
Oh, interesting.
But maybe that was just something I was going to suggest.
But sure. What do you got?
Jade Cargill, Sonata, and Tyrus.
Damn, those are all good picks.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we can add worst champion to the mix.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I mean, Tyrus might also have been the worst wrestler of the year, and I should have brought that up, but that off the second rope knee drop, or no, running off the ropes knee
off
drop,
yeah.
And that get pulled off the second rope with the bull rope thing alone.
Strong.
I'd be fine if he died.
Strong stuff.
I'd be fine if he died.
He will.
I mean, now. Like, I'd be fine if he died right now. I just killed Tyrus.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's a fun category. We can definitely have that. Worst champion is fun. You can start talking about best wrestler while I pee.
So best wrestlers of the year. I have five, and they are all named Darby Allin.
Nice.
Five Darby Allins sitting in a tree making cum paintings. Look at me. It is gross. Yeah. I think there's a definitive number one answer for the year, and I think there's a definitive number two. And then three, four, and five for me are very like pick them as you choose. As you like, because I don't know which one is which. I also, you know what? I feel like on air, I'm gonna add a couple because there's a few that now I'm thinking about that I would like to add in. So I can't do the list until Scott's here. No, because we need to contrast and compare. He's yelling at me from the bathroom because he's taking a big old shit. Man, yeah, I am gonna... Huh? It's just for me. Yeah, that's not what I hear. That's not what I hear.
I'm back.
I'm back. Whatever.
It was just a chunky pee.
A chunky pee that comes out of the wrong area. I only did five. I don't know about you.
I don't remember. I lost my phone in the bathroom.
Oh, well, that's what happens when you sit down to poo.
Sit down to pee. You know that. I have...
I mean, I also sit down to poo, but I also sit down to pee because I don't want to aim.
Six.
Okay. Well, then I won't add anybody then.
Add like five if you
want. Nah, that's
fine. What kind of folks were you thinking
about? I was
about?
Debating some Japs because I only have one Jap on the list, and normally my list is full of Japs.
I also only have one Jap on the list.
Hmm. Is it the same Jap?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Would you consider him a motherfucker?
I would.
Yeah.
So I was saying, I don't know if you heard, I think there's a definitive one and two.
There
and
is,
then three, four, and five for me are like a just whichever.
There's absolutely a number one, and that's too bad for number two, who would be number one in any other year.
Then I think we might have the same one.
We
and
absolutely
two.
Have the same one. And P.S. anyone who doesn't is wrong.
Yeah. So the one I was gonna add was Yume Oyagi.
Yeah.
He had a really strong year.
Did I hold on?
Did you put him on your list?
No.
Oh.
But
did you mean to mention him and forgot?
I want to see.
Are you pregnant?
What do two lines on the test mean?
Not pregnant.
Okay, great.
But AIDS.
Oh.
Feline AIDS.
Well, that one's not so bad. I meant to, but also this might have been 2022, and I did, so I'm going to check. But I meant to have Aoyagi on either improved or underrated. And uh-huh. I do not see him on 2022 underrated. And let's see if he's on improved or if it's just a thing I thought about and then forgot to write down anywhere. And I don't have him there. So he gets to go in underrated.
Okay.
For 2023. Because he is on par with the big All Japan main event. Like, he's hanging with Miyahara and Nakajima and has really, really good matches. So, Yuma Aoyagi, an underrated wrestler of 2023. There we go. So, back to best wrestler.
Yeah, who does Tradition...
Fujinami.
Okay. I was just looking up the Aoyagi matches, which took me to Miyahara, and there was a Tradition show from the third that it was in front of 800 people, which is tiny. And the main event is Sekimoto, Miyahara, and Anzai versus Leona, Masakatsu Funaki, and Yoshiaki Fujiwara.
That is an interesting match.
And it went 23 minutes.
Huh. I mean, 800 people is probably not bad.
I guess that's not bad, yeah. But you see that, you see who's on the show, and you're like, that doesn't seem like very many people.
Yeah.
Seems like it should be like 2,000 or 3,000, right? Yeah. Aoyagi will be, I'm just going to put him at 6, even though it's out of order. Yeah. Gunther, because, I mean, literally everything Gunther does is fucking incredible.
Yeah, he's a guy I should probably definitely have on there and don't. A guy who I haven't had since 2018, even though he's great. So
I don't think you had him in 2016. I think you had a guy named Valter in 2016.
I had,
just to get technical with you, because I'm pulling the Tristan card.
I have in fact never had Gunther.
So number four, I put Mox. Mm-hmm. I think he just did a lot of like wild and crazy stuff this year, which is, you know, what you need. Number three is noted motherfucker of the year, Kazuchika Okada.
Yep.
Because Okada will almost always be on this list.
Yeah.
Two, the American Dragon, Brian Danielson.
Mm-hmm.
And number one, the autistic...
Self-diagnosed
autistic and dyslexic William Ospreay.
Yeah.
Who... I think if you took wrestler of the year for like every year we've done this,
yeah,
maybe the 2023 Will Ospreay is the number one out of all of those.
I mean,
like, it's pretty close.
Probably,
you know, like, if there's some Okada stuff, there's some Omega stuff, but like what Ospreay did this year was fucking insane.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's one of the best years anyone's
ever had. Like all over the world too. Like just like random matches in the UK against guys and at like random shows. And you're like, this match is like, four and a half.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
Yeah. No, but by far number one, and it's too bad because Danielson has an awesome year
as well.
Despite breaking two bones.
Yeah. Yeah. And coming back from one way too quick to do a dog collar match.
To have a 5-star dog strap match.
Strap match.
With,
with
Ricky Starks.
Well, you can't win them all.
Six, I had Eddie Kingston, largely due to his Make-A-Wish matches. Yeah. And was honestly one of the best guys in the G1 this past year.
Yeah. I mean, not a high bar.
Nope.
But a mid bar.
Yeah. Yeah, not at all a high bar.
No.
5 Okada, 4, 4 I had to think about, but I'm like, oh yeah, he actually did do a lot of really good stuff until his body betrayed him at the end of the year. But Kenny Omega actually had a, if you look, had a bunch of good stuff that it already seems like it's been years. Since he wrestled.
Yeah.
Number 3 I feel strongly about because he gets credit, but I think he should get more credit. Ilya Dragunov, like carried NXT and like
every, which is a tough task,
which is a tall order, and like every remotely high profile match he was in, he crushed it.
Yeah. They're all like nines.
Yeah, he's had like he probably had the 8 best matches in NXT last year.
Yeah, very much so.
And everyone looks, as long as they can keep up and don't get entirely murdered, everyone looks so good against them.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
he's a star maker.
Yeah, he made like a year ago Trick Williams look amazing, and like it's the best Carmelo Hayes has looked, and anything.
Yeah.
He just, yeah.
Joe Gacy. Wolfgang.
Yeah.
All those guys.
And yeah, number 2, Danielson. Number 1, Ospreay. Sorry, Danielson. You should have been this good in a different year. Also, you have been this good in a different year.
Yeah.
You're this good most years. 2022 was also Ospreay.
Yeah.
Danielson 1-2 that I had. And you forgot Ospreay last year.
Because I liked ladies last year.
You did like the ladies last year.
No ladies.
Sad.
I have 9 for favorite match because I didn't want to cut any because we watched a lot of good matches.
I have
2.
No.
3.
No, but keep guessing.
5.
No.
6.
No.
7.
Let me count, but I think it's 12.
8.
Because last year I limit myself to 10 best matches.
Okay.
And then last year I did 10 and 13 favorite matches.
Okay.
So I promised myself I would not do more. And I think I, in fact, did one less.
Bad news.
I'm a good boy.
Bad news.
Bad news?
I have 15 under best. So nice. I guess I'm moving these two over. There you go. That one's there. So now I have 11 favorites.
Okay.
So there you go. We're getting there.
So I think I have 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, only 11? I might only have 11.
This is amazing. Cheater.
I might have only listed 21 matches total between best and favorite. A new record.
I don't know who I'm cutting. Not that one. Yeah, that one.
I am going to open by saying my
prayers.
Yes. Do I know the Lord's Prayer?
No, we don't have time for that. Move on. We're at 3.5 hours.
Our Father.
No Lord's Prayers during heaven, the podcast.
Thy, name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
Please don't fondle
and
my butt.
Then another line, and then the one against then the one about trespasses that some people say debts for some reason.
And don't covet thy neighbor's wife.
Yeah, and keep your foot on the gas.
On the gas. You got it. You got it.
So my bottom favorite.
I can't do it. I have 11 best matches. I can't do
you
it.
You have to move one.
Says who? I make the rules here. I'm judge, jury, and executioner.
That's right.
All right, continue with your business.
I'll allow it, Your Honor. My bottom favorite, as opposed to my favorite bottom, which is you.
Non-penetrated, though.
Yeah. Is
exit only.
An even more extreme version of my bottom favorite last year. If that isn't confusing, I don't know what is. Allow me to explain. Last year, my bottom favorite was William Ospreay versus Tetsuya Naito from November 2022, which, if they had not somehow blown two Oscutters where Naito bumped on his back for them, would have been well into my best matches. Like, would have been a top 10 match of the year. This year's Ospreay Naito G1 semifinal is rated 6 stars by Dave Meltzer. Well into the nines, and I think easily a top 10, pushing top 5 match of the year in cage match ratings. And I agree, was really, really good. I don't know if it's that good, but I thought it was kind of hurt by Naito getting knocked out cold and having just a completely loopy finishing stretch.
Although it was pretty funny to see him get knocked out.
Don't get me wrong. It was awesome.
Not to get too off track here. Not to get too off track here, but remember how terrible the all of the attempted destinos were from Naito to Sonata this year? Oh, fucking terrible.
They on purpose booked Naito Sonata as the main event for the Tokyo Dome?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know what you're doing.
They could have not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Someone could have gone up to them and say, could you not?
Hey, maybe do something better.
Yeah.
You guys have other options.
Do something better.
That match is currently the 6th best match on Cage Match, and only by a little bit away from 5.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I didn't think it was that.
I mean, it's good. You're right. It's good until the knockout.
Yeah. But the knockout...
And the knockout just really fucks up everything.
And, like, Naito does not know where he is from the knockout until well after the finish.
Nope.
And, yeah, that hurts it. But otherwise, good stuff. So that's my number 11 favorite.
That's on my favorites, but it's not a... I don't know. It's around. It's there. Just... It's in the list.
It's in the list.
The favorites are not really ranked. Okay. They're just written down.
Yeah. These are semi-ranked for me. I feel okay about these rankings. Next one, a little Noah classic, a little Kenno Nakajima 45-minute draw from May 31st, which was one of the last things I watched for this. I'm like, oh yeah, these guys are.
Turns out they're
good together.
Yeah,
probably would have been higher with a finish, but 45 draw, pretty impressive.
As much as I like both of them and wanted to put it on the list, there's just too many things to go on the favorite on the top 10.
Yeah,
so it's in the mix. It's in the favorites mix.
That's on your favorites list, though.
Yeah,
batting 1,000 so far.
It's two of my favorite wrestlers.
I was gonna say I thought it might be.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got.
I got Adam Page, John Moxley, Texas Deathmatch.
Yep.
Pretty gross. I don't think I like Moxley as a person. I think he's into gross things that I don't like.
Yeah, that one and another Adam Page match, which is probably... It's probably on your list.
It's not.
Okay, yeah.
Just there was too many other things.
They're both close for me.
Yeah.
But neither... If I had one, it would be the Strickland, because it's even more violent, or at least more bloody. Although, not that...
I mean, hanging a man with barbed wire is pretty gross.
Hanging a man with barbed wire is pretty gross. But, drinking, like, a fountain drink dispenser of blood was pretty sick. I mean, that was my favorite part.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're both, like, good deathmatchy type matches, but neither, like... jumped out to me as like a top 10 match of the year.
Yeah.
And like Paige Strickland is like number 3 for the year on Cage Match, something like that.
Good thing I left it open and I can tell you.
It's really high.
It is, well, you know, when things reload themselves. It is number 2.
Number 2.
9.63.
Yeah. And like, it's, well, in theory it's not in my top 21. So, what are you going to do? How about Ishii versus Luke Jacobs from Rev Pro?
Yeah, really good. Again, there were too many matches. I had to cut stuff.
Yeah.
Otherwise, my list would be 40 matches.
Exactly. That was from August 26th for those keeping score.
I got Master Watto versus Titan. The Super Juniors final.
Late cut for me.
Yeah. That one's an excellent match.
It's great.
You did really unexpected finalists.
Yeah.
And just unexpected a fucking how good great it was. Match. Yeah. Yeah. Then I've got a couple of Stardom. I got three Stardom matches.
I got one in the faves and none in the best.
I got three in the faves. Like, okay. Again, I didn't think this year was as strong as last year, so I couldn't really justify putting them in the best matches, but there's still some good. So I got Hazuki and Kamatani from the Triangle Derby 1.
That was really good.
Then Izumi and Starlight Kid from Triangle Derby 1.
That's the one I got.
And
wait, is that like, do you have dates or just the...
I just put the name of the show.
Yeah, I assume it's the same thing, but yeah, Izumi and Starlight Kid from... Yeah, it was the same as the Hazuki match. It's March 4th.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And then
I had an Izumi and Starlight Kid from 2022 as well, which I think that one was like a high speed title match and was much shorter than this one. And I remember saying about that one, that was maybe the best choreographed, but didn't look choreographed match of the year. But like there was so much intricate shit that they just did great that clearly they practiced well enough to make it look not practice.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They just did an awesome job. And this year they did an awesome job too. Longer match, different style.
Yeah.
Not so sprinty.
Yeah.
But still fucking great.
Some like very like killer like kicks and stomps and like they were trying to hurt each other.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like all Joshi is trying to kill each other, but this one was mean.
Yeah, I think they are each other's best opponents.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. Then the other one I have is Julia and Tam Nakano from the Stardom All-Star Grand Slam Queendom.
Yeah, that was April something.
April something, yeah. Yeah. That's Nakano winning the title.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all the ladies I have. No more ladies.
Ladies time is over.
I only have dudes and
dogs
and luchadors.
who are not genderless because you can't see their faces.
Yeah. Chad Gable Gunther from Raw of all things. That was the one where they made Chad Gable's daughter cry.
September 4th.
I wrote Raw number 1596.
Perfect.
Because that's what it was.
And that is the way to look it up on Peacock, I think. So good job.
Almost 16 at that point. And so they're like getting real close to like 2000 episodes will be in like.
Yeah.
10 years?
If they're coming in...
Less than 10 years?
Less than 8.
That's crazy.
Yep.
To think.
It's a lot of fucking Raw.
And mostly garbage.
Yeah.
A lot of garbage.
30th anniversary was this year?
Was it?
Yeah. January... Oh, no, 2023. January 2023 would have been the 30th anniversary of Raw.
Garbage.
Yeah.
You know something bad that we didn't bring up on this? Was the Raw After Mania from last year. That was worthless.
Worthless.
What else do I got? I got Kiyo, Mia, and Keno from the Noah the New Year show. That was the January 1st show.
Yep.
Again, just like I love both of them, but there's just too much shit that has to be on that top 10.
Yeah.
A super late cut for me, but had to. Because he has...
But these are on your favorites, though.
Sorry, super late cut for top 10. Is the Will Ospreay Marafuji match from Marafuji's anniversary show.
Yes.
Again, just like, it can't have everything.
Can't have everything.
Then I've got several Lucha matches.
Okay.
Futuro and Neon versus Magnus and Ruyo from the Super Viernes.
A treat.
Amazing. Like
it was, I want to say September, but I'm not sure.
I don't remember. So fun.
Yeah.
And then from that same show is Mascara Dorada and Rocky Romero.
Oh yeah. Cause they're, yeah. Let me find it. Cause there were several,
Dorada, but it's the same Romero. Show.
Yeah. So let me find that show. Give me
it is
October 13th.
No, it's July 28th, I think. Let me see.
There's two.
It's the one. Sorry. So I guess it's a different. It's a different show then. It's the one. From July. It's Super Viernes. So it's
that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the name of the show they do every Tuesday.
Yeah. So
every Friday.
Every Friday. It's the one from July.
Okay. So the Romero Dorada.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. The finals.
July 28th.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really fucking good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That the resurgence of Rocky Romero.
Yeah, that's on my faves, and then the Magnus Rigido versus Futuro Neon is October 13th.
Okay,
for those interested.
And then what else is left?
That Romero Dorado is so good.
It's so good. Rocky's resurgence is incredible.
Yeah, I wish I could have got a few more CMLLs on there.
Yeah,
like there's that Mystico Templario.
Yeah.
Which is real good, and just, like, I couldn't fit it.
I don't have a single Templario on here, and I think he had, like, a really good year for... Yeah. I was saying with Misco. Misco tried again for the first time in a few years.
And, like, some of the Romero Volador stuff.
Yeah.
And other Romero versus Mascara Dorada matches besides that one. Yep. But I think this was the best one.
I only have three left, and they're not in any order, so...
So what do I have left? Bottom most one I still have. Oldie but a goodie, they can still do it. Strong BJ versus Violent Giants, All Japan.
Yep.
June 17th, Sakamoto Kobayashi versus Suwama Ishikawa. The aforementioned Higuchi versus Yuji Hino, DDT, January 29th. Yeah, all chops match.
I didn't put that on there. I don't know why I didn't. It was very, so vicious.
Very fun. And then my top four have not been mentioned.
Okay.
Should I change that?
What's one of them?
One of them is one that I think you might have higher.
Again, like, these aren't ranked for me. I just wrote
them. I think could be
to rank them?
Could even be well into your top 10.
Oh, okay.
I watched it again to see where I wanted to put it, and it was still very good, but it did move it down a little on rewatch for whatever reason. But Okada versus Kiyomiya, Noah, February 21st.
You know what? It's not.
It's not on either. I don't feel bad for moving it down. Either.
Again, there's just too much going on.
That was kind of peak Okada, motherfucker.
Yeah, it was. It was. But again, there's so much going on.
Okay, I don't because I originally had it in my top 10.
Yeah,
and then I rewatched it. And I'm like, all the 10 are like definitely better than this.
Yeah. So one of the three I have left is that Henare Shingo.
Yep.
Road to Genesis Day 2.
5.25 stars.
Fucking just
for Henare.
For Henare.
We're getting Shingo Henare again. Right?
Yeah.
That's the next never match.
That's the next never match. Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, it's Shingo's one of my favorite wrestlers, and Henare surprised, and it was just like, yeah, beef.
Yeah, Henare was at the right time. Who would have thought? I got three left.
I got two left.
In theory, my number three fave is, I wrote down the last names. Can I remember all 10 first names?
Ted Bundy. John Wayne Gacy.
Green River Killer.
BTK Killer. Middle initial K.
Bob Thomas Kelsey.
Bob Thomas Kelsey.
Okay. Yuka Sakazaki.
Oh, yeah.
Shoko Nakajima.
Yeah.
Rika Tatsumi.
Yep.
Nothing Mizuki.
Yep.
And Miyu Yamashita.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the more established ones, so that's the easier half. Versus Miyu Watanabe. Arisu Endo.
Arisu Endo, yeah.
Nothing Suzume.
Yep, of course.
Moko Miyamoto.
Mm-hmm.
And Yuki Arai?
Yeah, that's right.
Going with it.
Yeah.
Established stars versus up-and-coming stars.
Mm-hmm.
5-on-5, 2-of-3 falls, Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling, December 1st. A delight of a match. It's
very good.
So
very
much
fun.
Fucking fun.
Yep.
Loved it.
Playing the fun game of who I must protect.
Yes.
Yep. I guess my number two, but it's not really my number two. is Lince Dorado and Samurai Del Sol versus Soberano Jr. and Titan from the CMLL 90th Anniversario Show.
Which I would peg
love
around
me some lucha.
September 16th.
I mean, that's correct, because that was when I saw my CMLL Anniversary Show. Was September
18th? 17th.
17th, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, just like... I love me some good lucha, and that was some fucking solid lucha.
I like that it took him about 16 years, but Lince Dorado figured out how to be a cat.
Hey, finally.
Better late than never, buddy.
Better.
Welcome to the fold.
Now try a little harder. Get a tail. Although, what is he, a fucking bobcat?
Oh, he's a lynx. That's right. Lynx. He's going to have a shit tail.
I mean, shit tail's better than no tail.
Shit tail's better than no tail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're a lion. Then just go get shot by a poacher.
Get poached.
That's my number two.
That's
only
your,
by,
I guess,
only
two.
By the way it's written down. Yeah.
My, I think for real, number two is the aforementioned Big Japan strong heavyweight title change between Yuji Okabayashi and Yuya Aoki, which was just an awesome meat match.
It is an awesome meat match. And Okabayashi hasn't really wrestled a ton since then.
I don't know if he's wrestled period since then. But maybe yet, but at any rate, not in a while. Which, I don't know. I mean, he must be hurt, otherwise he'd be wrestling. But I don't know what the deal is, and I haven't heard anything.
Maybe he's taking a second job somewhere else.
Two jobs?
Maybe he's a grifter.
I mean, that's a good job.
Where's that title match?
May
4th. No, he wrestled like all of May, all of June, and then that was it. So he hasn't wrestled since June last year.
So almost a year.
Yeah.
Damn. Get well soon, Yuji.
Big Japan 01 cross promoted show where he wrestled Takuho Kato in the main event.
Okay.
And that was his last match, because he died.
You better not have hurt him, Kato, or I'm coming for you.
Ooh, anyways, so continue on your way.
That was my number two.
Oh, okay. Again,
I think
not in order, but this is the last match I have left.
Okay.
Is WrestleMania 39 Gunther versus Sheamus versus McIntyre.
That's in my top 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's real fucking good.
So then what's your last?
My last one is in your top 10.
You don't know.
I do. Don't you fucking squint at me.
Is it a Nakajima Miyahara?
Yep.
Then yes, it is.
The second one.
Okay.
Okay. Which is still really, really good. Just not as good as the first, I thought.
You can think whatever you want to think, my friend.
That is what I choose to think. That's my truth.
Is that your truth social?
It's my truth social.
Why is this thing all fucking wonkers?
When we move to BitChute, should we cross post to Truth Social?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's keep them guessing.
Parler, still a thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice.
I don't think it's going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere. What if Parler outlives Blue Sky? That'll be a bummer.
It might. You don't know. Okay. What's going on here?
What's up?
Well, I like reformatted, but it's okay. I'm fixing it as we go. So
reformatted your hard drive and erased everything.
Yeah, not all my CP.
Computer points.
All of my computer points are gone. All right. Anyways, that's
so your best is down to 10, or did it stay 11?
I moved whatever the last one was. I moved it over. I don't even remember what the last one was. But it's I'm down to 10.
Was it the WrestleMania?
No, that was always on the list. I think it might have been. Oh, it was Osprey Marufuji.
Okay, fair.
So I guess that's my number 11. If you want to go by those,
I do.
Well, easy there, buddy. Anyways. Now we're down
to the match of the year.
This is the last one.
Best ass match.
You're a best ass.
Thank you.
No, my ass is better. It's from all that skating backwards at hockey.
Mm. Your ass is
grass and you're going to fuck it. Sorry.
The famous say, your ass is grass and I'm going to fuck it. Your ass is fuller. Mine is harder.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I'm doing squats, and I'm going to get some more fullness.
Now, of the 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So, yeah, we could go 9 for 10.
That's pretty cool.
On because the only one that you said is the Nakajima Miyahara December rematch. Yeah.
I was just thinking that if I had moved that Tokyo Joshi 10 woman into my top 10, I could have a top 10 with three different people named Nakajima.
That is interesting.
That is interesting.
That is interesting.
Which brings me to my number 10. Presented by the fine people at Seedling. In case you're wondering how to spell that, I wish I could remember the capitalization. Drew, hit me.
Don't do anything yet.
I wish I'd written it down. It's so ridiculous.
Come on, move faster.
The way it is spelled.
Move faster! Well, here's the problem.
I got it.
In order to type it in, I have to remember how to spell it, and I don't remember how many it is.
It's fine. I got it. So remember as I'm spelling it that everything is capitals except the letter D. S-E-A-D-L-I-N-N-N-G. Seedling. You know, the standard spelling of a real word.
Well, Scott, we drop bombs on them, all right?
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing anymore. But the fine people at Seedling in the dog days of summer, August 25th, 2023, produced a little match with the girl I've come to enjoy quite a bit, Sari, also with a triple letter.
Sorry.
Against Arisa Nakajima.
I didn't realize that Nakajima was such a common name in Japan, right? But... Here we are.
And if memory serves me, these two went about 28 and a half of the allotted 30-minute time limit.
You are so close.
Oh, yeah?
27 and a half.
Goddamn. And they did what I would do sometimes in a big match, more in my younger days, which is... everything. They did
all the moves.
Yeah. Why do some moves when you can do
every move you've ever heard of?
And sometimes, not always, because look, overkill is a thing, but this somehow stayed just under the level of overkill and stayed at awesome match.
Yeah.
And I loved it. They did everything. They kicked at everything. And I was annoyed by none of it. I thought it was all great. So shout out to Sari, 3 E's, and Arisa Nakajima.
Bad news.
Bears.
8 out of 10.
I'm getting lower all the time.
My number 10, because it's two wrestlers I love, including my favorite wrestler, is Katsuhiko Nakajima versus... Yume Aoyagi,
where he won the title.
Where he won the title.
It's a real good one.
All Japan Pro Wrestling Giant Series Day 6.
Feels like November 5th to me.
I'm gonna not check because I don't care.
I remember. You would have watched that on individual time because I remember watching it at Kelly's.
Yeah,
and yeah, thinking it was really, really good, and it just. Not quite making my list.
I will always go out of my way to watch a Nakajima match as soon as I can find it. So
for sure.
It's like up in 3 days or 4 days. I'm like,
bingo, bango.
Right away.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my number 9.
Yep.
Which is Katsuhiko Nakajima versus Kento Miyahara, All Japan Mania X 2023, which is the December match, which didn't make your list.
Okay, but we're not wildly
off.
Because it's my 11.
Yeah.
So it's your 8, my 11?
It's my 9.
Your 9. Oh.
Yeah. Never even close. Even close. 9-11.
Beautiful. My number 9. A guy who I don't think shows up again anywhere on the list. William Ospreay versus... What do you think my Ospreay number 9 match is?
Zach Sabre? No. Yoda Tsuji.
No, but closer.
Yuumino.
Strange way to say it, but yes.
Shota Yuumino.
Will Ospreay and Shota Yuumino from November 4th. They went...
Power struggle!
40-something minutes.
Yep.
And it was...
Didn't feel like 40 minutes.
No.
Felt like 20-ish.
Yeah.
Or less.
Yeah, it was great. It's not as good as like Okada Omega at the Dome 2017, but it's the same in that it's a 40 plus minute match that feels like half of that because it's paced so well and they do so much good stuff in it.
It's my number 4.
Ooh,
much higher.
Maybe I'm the asshole.
No. Well, yes.
Yes.
But not because of this.
Okay, fair.
So that was your 8?
That was my 9.
Okay. We can still do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We can still go 7 for 7. 7 or 10.
I mean, oh, so you're not talking about like having them in the same day. You're just talking about same spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, there's no kisses in the wrestling podcast, but it's still nice to have
no
them.
Kisses
it's
wrestling.
Still nice to have them in the same spot.
It's very nice to have them in the same spot. My number 8. I don't have a fun introduction for it. Okada versus Shingo, February 11th, 2023. Is it
the new beginning?
Yes.
It's my number 8, Scott.
Yeah!
High five!
It's fucking good.
It's great. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. These two don't, like, I felt like they don't always have great chemistry with one another, but this one was clicking, like, perfectly.
Yeah, because I feel like,
they've had a couple of like good but a little bit underwhelming matches.
2021,
I think, yeah.
Because Shingo won the title from Okada or like beat Okada in a vacant match,
yes,
or whatever.
Vacant, yeah.
And that match was
good,
fine.
But yeah,
yeah,
you wanted more,
yeah,
especially for a vacant title match.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that because their first match ever was G1 2020, and that was great. Which was it on my list? Yes, it was my number 4, 2020. So yeah, they can do good stuff, and they did good stuff. This is probably their best match, because even if the 2020 was similar in quality, it had a COVID crowd, and this had a real crowd. So,
mouth sound.
Yeah, mouth sounds help, guys.
What do you got here? So G1 Climax, then New Japan Cup, then Dominion was Shingo winning the vacant.
Yeah.
Then losing it, obviously, at Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah, and the Wrestle Kingdom match also was good.
Yeah. So
not amazing.
The G1 Climax one, which was their first one,
yeah,
is a 9.21 and a 5.25 stars.
Yeah, it was great.
Then you got the New Japan Cup one, which is an 8.84.
Oh, still good.
And a 4.75.
Okay.
And then the Dominion one is 8.80 and 4.5.
Okay.
And then the Wrestle Kingdom one is, I don't know, 9 stars because Meltzer overrates everything. 8.82 and 4.75. So they're all like kind of around the same, like 8.8, except for the one.
Those three in the middle, yeah.
Yeah. And then this one's sitting at...
This one's in the nines, isn't it?
This one's a 9.28, but only 4.75 for Meltzer.
You could have gone 5, Dave.
Could have gone, Dave, just do it, you fucking coward.
Yeah.
P.S. Speaking of rest of the shows being mid and dog shit.
This fucking this show.
Anyways. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. 8. We tied it.
So
we did it.
You're 7.
My number 7.
We are not matching on 7.
Is from New Japan Pro Wrestling Destruction in Kobe.
That would be Ospreay Tsuji.
William Ospreay versus Yota Tsuji.
I feel bad.
Because that's not on your list?
That I don't have Ospreay Tsuji on the list.
That's fair.
But what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Nothing?
Yeah. I think Ospreay suffered from having too many good matches this year.
I mean, the top 10 could have just been Ospreay matches, and it would have been completely justifiable.
Yeah. Totally. You could absolutely find 10 Ospreay
100%.
matches. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just felt like this was one of Tsuji's, like, better performances.
Oh, yeah.
And he like hung with Ospreay for a guy who has not really, I mean, he's only been a main event player for a little bit over a year, right? So I feel like he really like held his own against Ospreay, which most people can do, but like when you're not that much of a seasoned like main event focal point kind of guy, it's hard to not, or it's easy to not be able to keep up, but I thought he did great. And like,
yeah, but both him and Umino did great.
Yeah. And I've really grown to like Tsuji a lot.
He's cool.
Like he's just got like a different,
he's interesting.
He's lanky and kind of like moves weird, but everything he does looks pretty good.
And he's like way more athletic than you think.
Yes.
Cause like he'll like, cause he looks like a power guy and then he does like a springboard 180 moonsault to the floor.
And like, he's got the charisma that Sonata needs.
Yes.
So it works out well for him.
Yeah. He should give Sonata a charisma transplant, or should have, when Sonata had the title for 8 months.
Yeah.
9 months. Sorry.
9 months.
Yeah.
So what's your seven that we don't match on?
My seven is Gunther, McIntyre, Sheamus, WrestleMania. Gotcha. Three Europeans beating the shit out of each other.
In so good.
One of the best WrestleMania matches of all time.
Yep. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. They killed each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome. Never thought I would like Sheamus as much as I did around that period of time. Right? But
because there was the Gunther-Sheamus singles too in 2022. Yep. Which
I thought, Clash the Castle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I thought was really, really good, but I think the three-way is better.
Three-way is better.
Yeah.
Yeah. McIntyre added to that quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. My number six is from the... Can we match on it?
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh. Did you read one out of order?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay, which one did you read out of order?
The Mania match.
Yeah. Oh, are you going to take away our high five? Is it your number eight?
No. Eight is Okada Shingo. Now and forever.
Okay.
The Mania match is my five.
Oh. You jumped the shark a little bit.
Right? I missed a line.
Oh, okay.
So I have...
So what's your seven then?
My seven, you and I, Zex, saw live on October 1st, 2023, in the great state of... Tacoma.
It's not great. It's dog shit.
And it was Seattle. Yeah, Danielson Sabre had a nice match at AEW Wrestle Dream.
Well, now I'm concerned that I overrated it because I saw it live. I think I pulled a Meltzer.
It's okay.
Oh, it's my number two.
Great.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm not. Yeah. By all means, it could be your number two. I think it's top three or four on Cage Match. Good. It's super high. Yeah. Maybe I was scared of overrating it.
No, we took opposite paths.
Yeah.
And they'll never meet again. So
that's my seven.
Seven. And my seven was Ospreay Tsuji.
Yes.
My six is Rev Pro 11-year anniversary Shingo Ospreay.
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
again,
also great.
It's Shingo and Ospreay. Yeah, like,
what do you know?
How can I not love it?
Yeah.
Right.
Strange. I have, think that's the same show as Ishii Jacobs.
It is.
Yeah. And I have Ishii Jacobs and not that one.
That's interesting.
Which I think Cage Match agrees with, but not Meltzer. I think Meltzer has Shingo Ospreay 5.
Who's that, you son of a
bitch? Ishii Jacobs 4¾.
You son of a bitch.
But Cage Match, Ishii Jacobs is.
You son of a
higher.
Bitch.
You okay?
You no good son of a bitch.
Maybe I want...
That's such a great skit, by the way. So good. I've already lost my train of thought. Oh, the Rev Pro show. I was like, what am I looking for again? Like, could be anything.
Who's the president?
I wish I had opened a new window and not just gone the same one. Rev Pro. Oh, it's not on the first page? How is that on the first page? Oh, it's right there. Rev Pro 11-year anniversary. Again, what was I looking up? There's so many things going on.
Shingo Ospreay versus Ishii Jacobs.
Shingo Ospreay is an 8-6-7 and 5 stars. And Ishii Jacobs is an 8-9-1 but 4¾.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, now I'm not closing this, so I have it.
I made an emergency change.
Okay.
Danielson Sabre is now my number 5.
Okay.
Gunther Sheamus McIntyre is now my number 6.
Okay.
And now I haven't said my number 7.
Okay.
We okay? We all caught up?
We're all caught up.
My number 7 is not on your list.
Okay.
But I watched it. I was maybe even not going to watch it. And then I did. What a story.
Is it Danielson MJF?
Yes, it is.
Dog collar? Strap match.
Iron Man.
Yeah. I don't know. Fucking AEW is doing so much shit these days.
It's the best Iron Man.
I watched parts of it, or just like the highlighted parts of it.
Yeah, I actually watched it. And I was like, damn, this is so fucking well worked.
Oh, it's almost as if the best wrestler in the world can put together
Who could have seen it coming?
Yeah, shocker.
But yeah, it is fantastically worked. I expected to like it because...
it's your favorite wrestler of all time.
Because it involves my favorite wrestler. But, like, you know, MJF is whatever. But I loved it. It was really fucking well done. So that's my number 7. So
okay.
I've now said everything up to 5.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because you already said
Danielson,
yeah.
MJF 7. Yeah. Mania Thick European 3-Way 6. Danielson Sabre Live
5.
Wrestle Dream 5.
My 5...
My five. She's dead.
Is Kenneth Omega versus Konosuke Takeshita from All Out 2021.
Oh. 5 stars from Melts.
5 stars from Melts.
As I recall.
Not on your list.
I don't have it.
Okay.
But it's great.
Okay.
I wish I had better news for Omega and Takeshita.
I would love to tell you.
Who? Yeah.
Yep. I mean, there was a couple of pretty gross spots, and it made Takeshita look like $1 billion. And then they were like, oh.
That's it for you for a while.
I don't know. Just be in a faction for a bit. Get, like, you know, go do your own thing.
And
marry Yuka Sakazaki. That's your reward.
I haven't watched Takeshita Osprey from March. Is it better than this?
Yes.
I should probably watch it.
I would venture to say, with the year being not half over, it's top 3 for me.
Okay.
But there's also another 7 months to go.
Yeah.
So who's to say?
And we have
as it stands, it is like my number, like maybe 2 or 3 or 4 match of the year.
Yeah. And we haven't watched Danielson Sabre, which I made a point of not watching until we did this. So it did not color my thoughts of
black
of the 2023 one.
Gotcha.
But now, fair game.
Yeah. Okay. And then my 4, we already said, was Umino and Osprey from Power Struggle.
Yes.
Yeah.
My 4, Osprey Sabre, New Japan, UK, October 14th, 2023. I rewatched it a night or two ago. Because it wasn't that long ago that we watched it, so it was in my head. And when we watched it here, I was like, God damn, this is just what I want it to be. Mm-hmm. That's a bold claim for Osprey, but they are among each other's best opponents.
Yeah.
I don't
have it.
It's okay. When I rewatched it, it goes. Do you have a length on it for me? Let's say they go high 20s in terms of minutes. And if that's the case, around like exactly the 20 minute mark, like almost 10 minutes before the finish, they do a sequence that ends in Osprey hitting Hidden Blade, picking him up, hitting the Stormbreaker, and it just seeming like the finish. And I wasn't paying attention to how far along it was. I'm like, oh, I mean, this was good, but it's not going to be as high as I thought it was in my head. And then Sabre kicks out of what very much seemed like a finish. And then they do like 8 or 9 more minutes of amazing shit. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is why I thought it was so good.
29:14.
Yeah. So yeah, probably right around minute 20. They do what just feels like the finish. And it is not the finish. And then they do, yeah. Then it just gets even better from there. So that is my numero quattro, which I think at some point in the making of this list was my number two.
Did we watch Michael Oku versus El Phantasmo? I don't remember.
Oku Phantasmo.
It's 4 1/4. Same show.
Same show. I don't know. Hmm. Probably not.
Well, it's a shame we didn't. But I'm not going to now.
Nope. So you're... So
where are we now? I'm so lost at this ranking system.
You've said your four. Have any of our top threes been said?
Well, Danielson, Saber, WrestleDream is my two.
Okay.
So my three and one have not been.
So your 1-3 haven't been said. My 1-2-3 haven't been said.
Well, do your three while I go take a piss. Because it's my turn to piss.
I think... Oh, wait. So you only have two that haven't been said.
Yeah.
Interesting. So that means one of my top three is nowhere on your list. That's very interesting. I guess I know which one it is. And I guess...
You don't know shit.
Drew just yelled, "You don't know shit," from the bathroom. And I guess I can make my peace with that. But at the same time, be upset about it. We're at 4 hours and 9 minutes. Hey guys, if you guys can go back to the past and let us know if we should do this, if we should upload this in two parts or not. I guess I'll just look at what I've done past years and do that.
Now I'm trying to work without washing my hands, but that's okay because I'm Homer Simpson.
Grimy. Is my three your three or is... Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know what? I think it is. I think we're high-fiving on three. What's your three?
There's a shirt of it above the computer.
Good, because that's my number three.
Okay.
High five. Miyahara Nakajima. Noah.
One Night Dream,
July 15th, 2 days after my 40th birthday. If... I wasn't 16.
If I was turning 40.
If I was born in 1983 and not well into the 2000s.
As much as it's my two of my favorite wrestlers, and I love the match, and I've seen it twice.
Yeah.
I couldn't just like blindly fanboy put it above two and one.
Sure, but it's still awesome.
It's still awesome, but yeah. I was like, I would love to just say this is my number one of the year.
Yeah.
I bought a fucking shirt of it and framed it and hung it above my computer.
I'm looking at it right now.
But it's not as good as Danielson Saber, and it's not as good as what number one is. So
yeah. So it's interesting that you don't have my number two.
Unless our ones are different.
Our ones are the same. Shut up.
Oh, okay. You don't fucking know. Is it the Paige Strickland Texas Death?
No, because we talked about that not...
Oh, okay.
Making my list.
What's on the list that I didn't...
It should be up there.
Is it the tag match?
No, I will not put... As good as it was, I will not put Jay White and Juice Robinson in my top 10.
What am I...
It's got to be top 10 on Cage Match. It's got to be. I'd be shocked if it wasn't.
Sorry. Am I on Observer? No, I'm on Cage Match rating. Well, that's number one, so it's not that. You already said that one.
Mm-hmm.
We already said that one.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, maybe I made an oversight and didn't put it on the list. there might have been a mild oversight that I didn't copy and paste things correctly.
I see. My number two, we watched almost on a whim. In your basement with Shane at AEW X NJPW Forbidden Door 2023, Kenneth Omega versus William Ospreay. Which I rewatched both of them in both Omega Ospreys in the last couple weeks, and I had in my head that the Tokyo Dome Omega Osprey was obviously really, really good, and that the Forbidden Door one was also good, but not as good. And like, markedly not as good. And then I rewatched both. I'm like, oh, these are actually both pretty fucking good. And the one thing that in my head was detracting from the Omega Osprey match was the Don Callis interference and the screwdriver to the head. But then on rewatch, I'm like, oh yeah, that didn't actually lead to the finish. That was just a big near fall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the finish was still fucking clean. And it was so hot. So, yeah, I got no problem going Omega Osprey June 25th, 2023. My mother's birthday.
If she was turning 40.
If she was turning 40. If she was born the same year as I was hypothetically born. as my number two match of the year.
I don't know if I had a train of thought on it.
It's okay.
Or if I was like, I can only put one of the two. I don't know why it's not there, but I guess I was
you
just
probably
like,
were thinking the same thing as me and like, oh, the second one's just not as good as the first.
I really don't know. Or there were just other things I wanted to get on there, and so I like just moved it off at some point and didn't put it back in. I don't know.
Let me tell you, second one was real good.
Okay. I don't like asking you questions because you're very mean sometimes.
I wish you were wrong, but that's true. I am very mean sometimes.
Especially because my brains are mush.
Yeah. I try to be sensitive to that, but sometimes I'm still mean.
Did we watch the 9.23 rated Abe Nomura and I've just forgotten it?
I watched it with Shane. You probably didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I don't feel so. And thanks for not being mean.
It didn't warrant meanness.
Okay.
That was their own show they promoted, and they did like a 45-minute battle arts match.
Yeah.
And it was really good, but I wanted to like it more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
But other people did like it more. Yeah, it's on a lot of lists.
Number 15 match of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Then I don't feel so dumb.
Good.
For asking that question.
Proud of you.
Thanks for not being mean for once.
I never am. Except sometimes I am. You're just doing a real knowing, not you are sometimes.
Yep. All right. Well, we obviously know what number one is, so let's just sign off and go home.
It's the other Omega Osprey.
Man, Bailey Osprey is tied for the eighth best match of the year.
It's high.
And we didn't, because it was good.
We watched it here.
Yep.
And then I rewatched it again because it's so high.
Why do you have so much time on your hands to rewatch wrestling? I watch it once, I'm done. Unless it's that.
Sometimes I need to watch a wrestling match twice. Like, the first often doesn't stick with me that well.
Mm.
But I watched it again. I'm like, yeah, it's really good. And there's a spot I love, which Bailey's done in other matches, but this was like the best I've seen it done, where Bailey's on the apron. Osprey is in the ring, runs at him, but does like a baseball slide between his legs to the floor. But while he's doing that, Bailey's doing a top rope Asai moonsault. So the second Osprey gets to the floor and turns around, he's hit with the dive. Yeah. And it's very well done. And yeah, it's really good and really impressive, but there's like, there's not really any psychology to it. It's just like, let's do all our cool stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, I didn't feel bad not including that, even though according to the cage match it's a top 10 for the year. Same with Paige Strickland.
Yeah,
number two for the year, you said.
Yeah is it because you love drinking blood? Takes you back to your childhood in India.
I mean, I do love drinking blood. If there was more of that, it would have made my list, because the drinking blood was awesome.
We've got so much time. It's only 4:15. That's plenty perfect. Because I was given shit for this by a couple people that I don't know what my blood type is. Should I know what, like, as a grown adult man, should I know what my blood type is, or should I just leave it up to my mom?
I think leave it up to your mom.
Oh, do you know yours?
Not confidently.
Okay. What do you think it is?
I think it might be in the A realm.
Okay.
A positive, a negative. Who's to say?
Well, you're definitely positive.
Like, I don't think I'm A, B, and I don't think I'm O.
Okay.
And I don't think I'm B. So I guess by the process of elimination, I think I'm A. But that could be completely wrong.
But the thing is, I think if you were O, you would know.
That's
because I think O is like a, you know, very important thing.
I think I'm neither universal donor nor universal recipient. Okay. So that knocks off A, B, and O.
Yeah.
Sorry. A, B, not A and B.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that narrows it down to A and B, and I think it's A.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have literally no idea, and I was keep meaning to ask my mom, and then I keep forgetting. So I don't know what I am, but I'm definitely positive.
Maybe I'll ask my mom tonight.
There you go. That's always a fun little... And just see if she knows. What if she doesn't know? What if she goes, I don't know.
And she's a bad mom.
That's fine. Some moms are bad.
I guess tonight's the night I found out if I have a bad mom.
Bob's bad now.
So what'd you think about Omega Osprey?
Yeah, it was fine.
Okay.
Not two of the best wrestlers around town who are both perfectly healthy at the time. I mean, it's the last good thing New Japan did for a while.
It might be. It's nice when something with extremely high expectations going in still manages to meet or surpass them. Osprey Danielson from last month. I'm noticing a trend with this. Will Osprey, no matter how high your expectations are, Osprey will still not disappoint you.
Nope. No, yeah. I mean, there's literally nothing that either one of them can't do. So
pretty much. Yeah. Omega's just such a weird thing because, like, I really had to think about it because it does seem like just like so long since
he's done anything.
But, like, he had a really good 2023.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I looked at it. I think he had, like, 6 5-star-plus matches in 2023.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
But he only had 6 matches.
And those were all 6 matches. Yeah, because he had the Vikingo match.
Yep.
And Takeshita, two Ospreys.
They did the end of the tag thing in January, the ladder match.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that was another one. Yeah, crazy. So, still good. And, like, the standing on the top rope DDT onto the exposed turnbuckle was brutal.
Well, get ready for the fucking Takeshita match then.
Oh, really?
It's just as bad.
Nice.
Yeah.
And the table where, because yeah, they did a callback to the table in the second Omega Osprey, but the like ramming the head that just like made a hole in the table, yep. And then I think Omega did like a Here's Johnny through the table.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
And then tried to do the same thing with like the piece of the announce table in the second match, but. Yeah, again, like, fantastic pacing, they went a while.
They went a long time.
And never slowed down, never got boring, and these guys seem to know what they're doing.
It's almost as if they're the greatest of all time.
They're up there, for certain.
Very disappointed that we forgot to mention the Jeff Hardy versus Jeff Jarrett Texas Chainsaw Massacre death match, and... the lowest match of the year based on cage matches, EC3 versus Tyrus.
Nice.
And then an XPW show from March. Big F'n Joe versus The Body is a 0.95.
Did they?
There's also a Drake Younger versus Arrow Boy death match on it.
Hell yeah.
And Masada versus... Necro Butcher, nice. Wrestling as Mega Butcher.
That's right. That like super low rated Big F and Joe and The Body.
Yeah.
I think they did something gross or something that was very divisive and that a few people thought it was cool and other people thought it was excessive and disgusting.
It's got 36 votes, but
does it if click on the match, because I think it'll probably come up in the comments what
after all
they did. I don't know if like they like shared a needle or like
syringe stabbed somewhere is in it absolutely should not go.
Oh.
And that's what people will take home. A dirty needle to the wang, and it wasn't even the finish.
It was just treated
as a regular deathmatch spot rather than, you know, crossing a line that should never be crossed. The fact that the body's actual penis was pierced by a needle did not even figure into the ending. It didn't need to happen. It needed to not happen, but it happened, and it was not the finish. This is why XPW is the worst wrestling company of all time, bar none.
I think we need to watch this match.
I don't know why. I don't know, guys. I thought the needle dick spot was pretty funny. I'm kidding, of course. This match is a fuck. I've been following Joe for years, so it's a shame he would agree to this smut. Hardbody, whoever, has no appealing factor about him, so I'm confident that he was more than willing to do this. The worst match in the history of pro wrestling. Honestly, just disgusting. What is wrong with XPW? Big Joe and the body. I felt like vomiting watching this. Absolutely disgraceful. Ruining the art of pro wrestling. You know the spot I'm talking about. The worst spot in wrestling history. I don't know what they were thinking. Scott, we're watching this match.
I think we're watching this match.
And we're getting Kelly. Kelly has to see this match.
Oh, yeah.
Needle
we're not
dick.
Watching a needle through the penis.
Needle dick. Needle dick. Needle dick. Needle dick.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I mean, there's also Schlack versus Atticus Coger.
Love him.
That Masada Mega Butcher. Drake Younger, Arrow Boy.
What a show.
Lucky 13 wrestled on it.
My boy.
And Soul Taker, but not Soul Taker. Yeah, not Soul Taker. Not
the Godfather.
Not the Godfather. Needle dick. Needle dick.
That's...
Hey, I hope everybody enjoyed crazy. All 4.5 fucking hours of wrestling.
But maybe
talk.
It's just two it's portions two, of
I
two
know,
and a quarter.
It's gonna be, but still,
it should, right?
That, probably. I don't think people will listen to it if aggressive. It's 4.5, and it's wrestling.
Yeah,
maybe trick them by like the first half is wrestling awards, and the second one is definitely not more wrestling or something like that to trick people into thinking the second episode is something else.
I do like tricking people.
So then they'll listen.
And then they'll listen for the whole 2 hours plus and like, but it was just more wrestling awards.
They said it wasn't.
Damn it.
I don't know. I got nothing. I'm glad we did it, though. And now it's over, and now you just have to watch 2021 movies so we can fucking do that.
Yes.
What's next week? Do we have a plan? I don't even remember. Oh, Berserk.
Berserk Part 2.
Yeah. Good.
That is the plan.
Back to anime, what everybody really cares about in this podcast.
It's too much to do Berserk Part 2 and
I don't know,
and Beastars Part 2.
I don't know. We'll see what? We'll see what happens. I have a new job I'm starting, and I'm going to be busy.
And
also,
and as a result, I'm not. So
good, you get caught up on 2021s.
100%.
Yes, then we can do it.
No,
good.
Literally, yeah.
Good. It's, well, we got it. We still got to redo our old lists first.
Yes.
So Berserk,
and we, I believe,
Butthole
we have
Stars,
Butthole Stars,
Beastars.
Okay.
And then redo our lists.
Yep.
Then 2021.
That's a possibility.
We'll see.
That it feels doable. Okay. And in case we needed one more week buffer, we could do. And this sounds crazy. I'm going way out of the box here.
Okay.
We could do season 5, episode 6.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We don't want to commit to it.
No, that is not a promise.
Too soon.
Too soon. It's been...
Here it's been.
A mere 3...
It seems like 9.
Like...
But we looked it up.
A few weeks ago, we looked it up, and now I've already forgotten how long it's been. But whenever we did... Oh, yeah, I guess it wasn't... It was the Oscar bait one.
Yes.
Yeah. Which, yeah, it was probably February.
So February, yeah, probably.
Good for us. We're doing good. Season 5, going along swimmingly.
Perfect. We don't even know what the next season is, because we haven't even done this season. Are we even doing seasons anymore?
Yeah, the 5 is going to be a long one.
Okay, and then a movie?
5 seasons in a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we'll get rebooted in 15 years after nobody wants it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited.
I'm going to start doing a wrestling podcast, or a hockey podcast by myself.
Do it.
People have been asking me.
So do it.
Eh. I don't know. Thanks for listening.
You heard it here first.
We're running out of steam, so Sirian Sapa is not Scott Henson. PayPal.me/those things.
You know what? You nailed it.